It is day one of October 2024. Hope you're well on this Tuesday morning. I'm Jim O'Hara, and this is news on Quad Cities NPR WVIK. The time is 9:04. Rainfall in the spring and early summer briefly relieved a years-long drought in the Corn Belt, but as IPR's Rachel Kramer reports, it also contributed to elevated nitrate concentrations in many of the region's waterways.
During dry years, nitrates from soil microbes and farm fertilizers can accumulate in fields. When the rain returns, a lot of it flushes into rivers, lakes, and sources of drinking water. Kim Lutz is the executive director of America's Watershed Initiative, which works across 31 states.
As we're getting more extreme weather events, especially in the Midwest, that's liberating a lot of the things in the soil that are legacy pollutants.
Lutz says this pollution is a problem for habitats in and around affected waterways, and it's hurting industries like fishing and tourism. It's also costing communities a lot of money to treat drinking water. But Lutz says new federal funding and conservation practices like cover crops can help. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather. Today's sunny with a high near 68, gusty winds as high as 30 miles per hour. Overnight partly cloudy, low around 42. On Wednesday, sunny, windy, high near 73, and the dry weather continues right through the weekend. On Think, the current vice president is making news as she runs for the top job, but past VPs have often been relegated to the sidelines. The history of the vice presidency, today at noon on Think, here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara.